This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Senate Intelligence Committee today took up the issue of reforming U.S. intelligence services. The committee's chairman, Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, called a hearing this afternoon the start of a major reexamination of how the CIA and other intelligence organizations work. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly joins us now. And Mary Louise, it sounds like the main idea that's being discussed today is this notion of creating a director of national intelligence to oversee all the agencies.
That's the sort of major reform that we have been hearing about, that we heard discussed on the Hill today, that we're expecting to hear from the 9/11 Commission when it makes its report on Thursday in terms of intelligence failures around 9/11. So yes, the very first witness who was testifying today was actually a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat. She talked at length about legislation that she is sponsoring that would create a director of national intelligence. And her major argument, I think you could boil down to saying that when we created the CIA and the intelligence community, that was nearly 60 years ago now, it was a sort of spy versus spy world, CIA versus KGB. And as she put it, and she said, the world has changed. We need to have a new system and change the leadership of the U.S. intelligence community accordingly. Interestingly, several of the senators on the committee signaling that they're still very much making up their minds about the idea. Most importantly, I guess, the chairman of the committee, Pat Roberts, said he still has a lot of questions about whether creating such a new position would actually create more problems than it might solve.
The idea, as it's supposed to be put forth by the 9/11 Commission, is that this would be a cabinet-level post. Is there any disagreement on that? Could it be something short of that?
That came up for a lot of discussion today. The vice chair of this committee, Jay Rockefeller, talking about that there is this whole sort of historical precedent of if you put someone at cabinet level and they're in the cabinet, they have a sort of ingrained sense of loyalty to the president. And he said, you know, one of the major problems we've seen, or that we're trying to figure out if it was a problem, were intelligence chiefs influenced by political pressure. And so if you're trying to isolate the intelligence community and not have them be subject to political pressure, does putting that person in the cabinet exacerbate the problem? Senator Feinstein, who's proposing this legislation, was arguing, no, there are ways of insulating them. For example, you can have term limits. You can find ways to prevent that from happening. And you need to have somebody at that level of authority in order to sort of bash heads together and force all of the different agencies in the intelligence community to talk.
This seems to be the season for reports and recommendations on what to do about this system. How likely do you think it is that any of these reforms that are being talked about are actually going to be put into effect?
It certainly seems as though the time is ripe. The president has signaled that he is ready to look at intelligence reform. The major Democratic challenger, John Kerry, has said that he supports the idea of a director of national intelligence. And most of the panel who was testifying today on Capitol Hill was saying, yes, we think that the time is ripe for change. And most of them coming down in favor of saying perhaps creating a director of national intelligence is at least one significant thing that we could do.
The time is ripe. In other words, this is something that could happen fairly quickly, or do you think the wheels will grind fairly slowly on this?
I think the wheels will probably grind slowly. There are more reports coming out. We're, of course, as you say, in the middle of a campaign season. The chairman of the committee, Pat Roberts, at the very beginning opened the hearing and said, we're going to take some months to look at this and figure out what legislation we want to propose. We want to take the time and get it right rather than do it very, very quickly.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly. Mary Louise, thanks very much.
You're welcome.